Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading begins in Numbers chapter 13. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Send out men for yourself to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am going to give the sons of Israel." So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran at the command of the Lord, all of them, men who were heads of the sons of Israel. When they returned from spying out the land, at the end of 40 days, they reported to him and said, "We came into the land where you sent us, and it certainly does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who live in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And indeed, we saw the descendants of Anak there." Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "We should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we will certainly prevail over it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, because they are too strong for us." So they brought a bad report of the land, which they had spied out, to the sons of Israel, saying, "All the people whom we saw in it are people of great stature, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." Continuing to chapter 14. Then all the congregation raised their voices and cried out, and the people wept that night. And all the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the entire congregation said to them, "So why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword?" And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, "The land which we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection is gone from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." But all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Then the glory of the Lord appeared in the tent of meeting to all the sons of Israel. And the Lord said to Moses, "How long will this people be disrespectful to me? And how long will they not believe in me, despite all the signs that I have performed in their midst?"
You've probably heard that the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. But do you know why? Because in their fear, they doubted God's call. He had intended for the Israelites to finally inhabit the Promised Land. But when Moses sent spies to scope it out, they reported, "The people who live in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large." The Israelites became afraid and mistrusted what the Lord had said. As a result, they didn't reach the land of milk and honey. One of the reasons those of us who are believers, like the Israelites, often question what we've heard from God is the fear of failure. Feeling afraid is a normal human response, but it's also an internal cue that it's time to do two things. First, investigate what's going on inside. What's scaring you? How do you think God views this situation? How do you believe He'll respond to your feelings? And second, connect with the Heavenly Father. You're always safe to share your fears with God. He wants you to acknowledge your anxiety and remember His all-sufficiency. It's the Lord's desire that we move through life with confidence and assurance in Him. Whenever fear tempts you to change course, take a moment to pause, look inward, and talk to God.